Hey everyone, welcome back to Boogie Buggy Kid Stories, silly stories about a silly bug. And in this episode, Boogie Buggy creates a magic eraser. All right, hold on tight and let's see what shenanigans Boogie Buggy gets up to next. So one day, Boogie Buggy, sitting in his house, thought that I didn't want to walk all the way over to the other side of the room to get to the door to leave the house. Boogie Buggy was a little bit lazy that day. So, sitting beside Boogie Buggy was some of his special Boogie Buggy dust. This dust was magical, and he looked around for what else he could use to help him get outside faster. And as he was looking around, he saw an eraser sitting beside a pencil and some felts and some pens. So Boogie Buggy had a great idea. He took a little bit of that Boogie Buggy dust and sprinkled it on top of that eraser. And he did it. Boogie Buggy had created a magic eraser. Now, what is a magic eraser, you might wonder? It's not your regular eraser that just erases pencils. No, this one could erase anything. Yep, you name it, and it could erase it. It could erase a table, it could erase a chair, it could erase felts, it could even erase a wall. And that's what Boogie Buggy wanted. He crawled over to the closest wall, took that eraser, and in the shape of a door, he erased that section of the wall. And he scampered out down his house, down that plum tree, all the way to the ground. And he was so excited about his magic eraser, he had forgotten why he needed to leave the house. But oh well, he had his fun new eraser, and he looked for things to erase. Over in the corner by the deck, he saw that pesky wasp nest. These wasps were really mean, and they kept trying to sting Boogie Buggy and all of Boogie Buggy's friends. And I don't know if you've ever been stung by a wasp, but they can be pretty ouchy. And they don't even make honey, like honeybees. So Boogie Buggy quickly sneaked by the deck, being really quiet, grabbing his magic eraser, and slowly, and a little bit faster, and really fast. And he had to be super fast at the end because all the wasps were getting mad. But then as the wasps were coming towards him, he erased the wasps. And it was working. The whole wasp nest was going away as he erased it. And then he finished. Hooray! No more angry wasps. That's great. But, thought Boogie Buggy, what else can I erase? Boogie Buggy looked around, and off in the distance, he had seen some rain clouds. He didn't really want it to rain. It was a beautiful day out. And since Elon and Pfeiffer had taken his weather machine, he didn't have a way to change it from rain that was coming up. So he quickly ran over the trampoline. He bounced as high as he could. One, two, three. Whee! Super high up into the sky. And he couldn't get that high. This trampoline isn't quite working for me. So because that trampoline idea didn't really work out too well, Boogie Buggy had to come up with another idea. He knew he had his friend Lulu, who lived on top of the plum tree, and Lulu was a pterodactyl. So he crawled up that plum tree and saw Lulu sleeping there. And he said, "Hey, Lulu, wake up, wake up." Lulu was startled and awake and said, "Oh, hi, Boogie Buggy. What would you like?" Boogie Buggy said to Lulu, "I really need your help. I need to hop on your back, and you need to fly me up, 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 way up high, all the way to those rain clouds." Lulu looked down at Boogie Buggy and said, I don't really want to get wet. I don't think that's a good idea, Boogie Buggy." Boogie Buggy looked back at Lulu and said, No. I have a great idea, and I have this magic eraser. If we fly all the way up there, I can erase those rain clouds." Lulu was a little bit confused and didn't quite understand, and maybe didn't even believe Boogabuggy that it was magic. But Lulu was up for a flight, so Boogabuggy crawled on Lulu's back and she flew high up in the sky all the way to those rain clouds. And that's when Boogabuggy whipped out his magic eraser, and as they were flying by, started to erase the rain clouds, and it was working. Swipe by swipe, they started to disappear, and then after a little while, all of those rain clouds were gone, and it was a beautiful day again. Hooray, thought Boogabuggy, as Lulu and Boogabuggy flew back down to the backyard. And after they landed, they heard a little commotion coming from inside the house. And this commotion was a party that was going on, and Boogabuggy wanted to know what that was all about. Inside the house, Elon's mom and dad were getting a present ready for Elon. This was a very special present. Elon had been really getting into coloring and drawing and anything to do with art, and so his mom and dad were making an art kit for Elon. And what was extra special about this art kit is all of his friends and family put in one special thing into the art kit. So his dad put in some felts, and his mom put in some pencil crayons, and Pfeiffer put in a ruler, and baby Kepler put in some glue and some glitter, and his friends from school put in all sorts of other cool art things. When Boogabuggy saw this art kit, he was very intrigued, and he wanted to take a closer look to see what other cool things were in there, because maybe Boogabuggy wants some cool things for his own art kit in his house. So Boogabuggy snuck up and looked at that art kit when Elon's parents weren't looking. And as he was looking around, he did see some really cool things in that art kit. Some different kinds of felts and all sorts of colors that he'd never even seen before that were crayons and pencil crayons. But just then, he heard Pfeiffer running down the hallway, and that startled Boogabuggy. He jumped up and ran away as quick as he could to get out of the house so that Elon's parents and Pfeiffer wouldn't see him. But what Boogabuggy didn't know is that when he jumped up and off of that art kit, his magic eraser dropped into Elon's art kit. Pfeiffer had put one last thing in the art kit, closed it up, then Elon's parents wrapped it up to get ready to give to Elon as the gift that afternoon. Meanwhile, Boogabuggy stuck around because he wanted to see what was going to happen at this party, and he loved parties. So one by one, Elon's friends showed up to his house to celebrate, and Elon opened up a bunch of his presents, but one of his last presents was that art kit. He opened it up, and Boogabuggy already knew what was going to come, but he still watched because it was a pretty cool gift. So Elon opened it up and he was really excited. He pulled out some of the pencils and pencil crayons, pens, a ruler, and all sorts of different things. And he also took out an eraser and put it on the table. Boogabuggy's jaw dropped. His mouth was wide open. He was so surprised. That eraser that Elon had took out and put on the table was his magic eraser. Oh no, Elon has it. And he doesn't even know what it can do. So Boogabuggy tries to sneak in the house as quick as he could and scurry up to that eraser. But just before he did, Kepler, Elon's baby brother, spotted Boogabuggy and started crawling and then walking as fast as he could after Boogabuggy. And he was definitely going to try to squish him. So Boogabuggy had to zip and zag all over the house to run away from Kepler. And he found a safe place to hide. In the closet, away from baby Kepler. Baby Kepler sat outside the closet, trying to poke his fingers underneath the closet, trying to get Boogabuggy. Boogabuggy thought to himself, oh no, I'm never going to get my magic eraser back. Boogabuggy was stuck in the closet for quite some time. The party had ended, and all of Elon's friends had gone home. Elon wanted to play with a couple of his presents before he went to bed, which his parents said was fine. And he decided that he was going to draw something fun. So he got out some paper and he got out some pencils. He sharpened his pencils with a new sharpener that he got and then started to draw. He drew a fantastic picture about dinosaurs and Pokemon and some Minecraft creatures. But, oh, whoops, he messed up. And one of the Minecraft creatures was drawn in circles instead of squares. And so he reached over for that eraser, which was supposed to be a normal one, but was actually the magic eraser. And he started to erase. Elon stared at the paper. Not only had the circle Minecraft person been erased, but so had the paper that it was drawn on, and so had the table that the paper was on. Elon could see his little feet through a hole in the table. Elon's eyes were wide open. He thought, uh-oh, this isn't good. He looked at his parents, who hadn't noticed what had happened, and then his parents looked over, and their eyes were wide open too. They said, Elon, what did you do? Elon said, I have no idea. I was just drawing, and then I erased something, and then all of a sudden the table disappeared. Elon's parents were very confused, and they didn't know what to think. Elon said, hold on, I think I know what's going on here. So he grabbed that magic eraser, and he went over to the couch, and started erasing the couch. And his parents said, stop, oh no, what's happening? The couch is disappearing. Elon didn't like that couch very much, so it was fine, but only half of the couch was gone because he only erased half. So a little circle in the table and half of the couch had been erased so far. He stopped erasing things at this point because he didn't really want to wreck anything else in the house. But now Elon knew what he had, this special magic eraser that could erase anything. So Elon had a wonderful idea. The next day was supposed to be a school day. Monday was coming up. So Elon ran over to the calendar and erased Monday. And what did you know? Mondays didn't exist anymore. It went from Saturday to Sunday to Tuesday. So it didn't quite work as Elon wanted. He didn't erase school the next day, but Mondays were no longer a part of the week. Elon had been wondering what else to use his magic eraser for, and he didn't really know. And each time he used it, a little bit more of the eraser was used up. So he realized it wouldn't be a magic eraser for forever. So he decided he'd save it for special occasions. So Tuesday came around and it was dinner time and there were some pretty yucky vegetables on the plate. So when Elon's parents weren't looking, he grabbed that magic eraser and erased the vegetables. It looked like he'd ate them. This time he was a little bit more careful on how hard he pressed. That way his plate didn't get erased as well. This is so much fun, Elon thought. What else can I use this for? A few days after that Tuesday, Elon was out in the cul-de-sac riding his bike with Pfeiffer. Elon's parents' car was in the driveway and it was kind of in the way, so it was a little bit hard to get their bikes out. Aha, I have an idea. I'm going to erase the car so we can fit our bikes through, Pfeiffer. So he got that eraser from his pocket and it took a while because cars are pretty big. And he erased the car. No more car in the driveway. Elon and Pfeiffer biked past and had lots of fun. They came back in, had dinner, and then went to bed. Elon always kept his art kit in his room because it was such a special gift with such a special magic present. By now, Boogabuggy realized Elon kept this art kit in his room, and he knew that he needed to get that eraser back because Boogabuggy also wanted to erase some things. So Boogabuggy snuck in underneath the door while Elon and Pfeiffer were sleeping. At least that's what Boogabuggy thought. Boogabuggy grabbed the art kit, opened it up, rummaged around. Aha, I found the magic eraser, Boogabuggy thought. But Elon wasn't sleeping and he heard Boogabuggy rummaging. He said, Boogabuggy, what are you doing? That's my eraser. And Boogabuggy said, nope, this is actually my eraser. And Elon jumped out of his bed, grabbed Boogabuggy and the eraser before Boogabuggy could realize it. But then Boogabuggy explained the whole story about how he needed a hole in his wall so that he didn't have to use the door and how he erased some rain clouds so it wouldn't rain. And Elon believed him, but Elon still really liked the present. So Boogabuggy said, okay, well, how about this? How about I give you a different magical present, and you give me back my magic eraser? Leon thought that was a good trade, even though it was a surprise what he was going to get. Boogabuggy scurried off and was back in no time, and he handed Elon a box of pencil crayons. Elon looked at them and said, I already have pencil crayons. What's so magical about these? And Boogabuggy said, well, why don't you give them a try? Elon opened the pack of pencil crayons. He grabbed them and was about to color on a piece of paper, but Boogabuggy said, no, no, no. These ones are extra special and magical. You don't need paper to use these. Elon looked at them and said, okay, well, I'm just going to start to draw maybe Steve from Minecraft. So he got out some pencil crayons, the right colors that he needed, and he started to draw, and whatever he drew became real. So when he finished drawing Steve, Steve was there and said, hi, Elon. Elon was a bit confused how Steve knew his name, but oh well, he's a cool Minecraft character that's in my house now. And then Elon thought, oh, these are going to be super handy. I accidentally erased my mom and dad's car, and they weren't very happy about that. So I gotta go fix this. Elon ran downstairs into the garage and started drawing a car. He drew the wheels and he drew where they would sit. And then as he was drawing, he thought, well, why don't I make it a bit cooler than it was before? So it ended up being a mix between an F1 car with special wheels, special spoilers, and special F1 engine, but also an airplane. It had wings on the side in case they wanted to fly, and a special ice cream truck station, which was all dairy-free and gluten-free, so that they could all have whatever they wanted. The next morning, Elon's mom and dad went downstairs to take the kids to school. They were going to bike to school because they didn't have a car, and then they saw what was in the garage, and they almost fell over. They were so astonished. Elon said, don't you love it? This is what I drew for you. His parents didn't really understand what that meant, but Elon handed them the keys, and they drove and flew and ate all the way to school. Elon was so happy with his new magic pencil crayons, he didn't even miss having that magic eraser. Thanks for listening to Boogabuggy Stories, silly stories about a silly bug, and this week's adventure about a magic eraser and magic pencil crayons. Tune in for other episodes, and make sure that you rate or review Boogabuggies wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks, and bye for now.